Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
this message is a continuation of what was preached yesterday.
God is helping us. We must recover the message of salvation. We must understand what we are preaching. Because a lot of times we don't understand what we are preaching. And because we don't understand, we can't communicate it. So you find somebody is saying, going to share the word. Yes, and we actually want to win souls. But you see, you don't win souls by saying, brasori. Brasori doesn't win your soul. It's good for people to come to church. But that is not how that soul is won. Now, you don't win a soul by saying, oh, we are born here. Oh, last week, you now, oh, chi jot. Oh, chi jot.
Stop smoking.
Yes, we hear.
God, Jesus now, needs you.
What you have said in general is true. If he stops smoking, will he be saved?
No.
Because smoking or not smoking, it doesn't make a person saved. It can never make you saved. In fact, I remember in class 6, I had a friend. He was very precious to me. So when we went to secondary school, I was in Form 1.
Secondary school now Form 1, no.
I gave my life to Christ. I'll come to that one too. You see the term I just used. I'll come to it. I gave my life to Christ. And then during the vacation, I met this friend of mine. And I was trying in my effort to share the word of God. This is secondary school Form 1. We went to Form 1, Form 2, Form 3, Form 4, Form 5. And then we wrote O level. So don't think it's not GSS, SS I'm talking about.
Form 5.
Our time, by the time you go to Form 1, there's a winning. Winning, yes. You understand certain things. So I was sharing with my friend.
No,
car, seminal. And I said, at that time I didn't know what I was sharing. So I just said, you need to give your life to Christ.
You see, you are a sinner.
When I said you are a sinner, he looked at me. Then he said, Reggie, I don't drink.
No, say Reggie, me no monsa.
I don't smoke.
Or say me no jotso.
I don't chase girls.
Or say me ndim baswechi.
I think those are the three principal sins. Hey, God have mercy on us. He said, I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't chase
kids.
Do I also need Jesus? The truth is, I got confused. Yes, because in those days, when we say you are a sinner, you either drink, you smoke, or you chase
kids.
But I remember telling him that, but still he has to give his life to Christ. You see, if we don't understand what we are sharing, when we meet people like this, we will have no message to share with them. Because you became a sinner not because you drink. You became a sinner not because you smoke. You became a sinner not because you chase girls. You became a sinner because you were born as a human being. Every human being is a sinner. Whether you chase girls, you don't chase girls, you smoke, you don't smoke, you drink, you don't drink, you are born a sinner. So being a sinner has nothing to do with those things. Those things are just expressions of sin. And by the way, there are sins that are more deadly than those ones. If you are selfish and envious, it is more serious than drinking and smoking. But they are all sin. They all lead to the same place. If you are unforgiving, you don't forgive. You walk in pride. It's worse than even committing fornication. But you see, our present day generation, when we are giving examples of sin, what is the first one? Fornication.
Ejamain.
I mean, when I'm walking in the streets of Edum, and as you hear the young men preaching, And you see, it's the first line. But the truth is that you can meet somebody who doesn't do that. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He's not after anybody's wife. In fact, he's lived, as far as he is concerned, a righteous life. What will you tell the person?
You
say repent from what? What did you say? Repent from what? Yes. So we must explain the gospel. When you don't understand what you are trying to explain, you will have a problem. Because when you meet such people, what are you going to tell them? Are we here or we have gone home? God is helping us. Let's go to our second scripture. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. Do you know? Please listen carefully to what I'm coming to say. Do you know that the term born again has been used only 3 times in the Bible? And do you know that most of the people who preach in the Bible never use the term born again? Go and check the preachings of
Paul.
I'm not saying that using the term born again is evil, please. Don't misunderstand. It is not evil. But I'm just drawing our attention to something. Because that term was used twice by Jesus and once by Peter. Let's finish this and then we'll go there. Paul is writing to the Romans. He says, please follow. And you must understand. He said, for I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. How many of you are ashamed of the good news about Christ? How many of you will say with me, I am not ashamed? No, say it with boldness. I am not ashamed. Say it again. I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes. The Jew first, and also the Gentile. Now listen to what he is saying about the good news. This is the gospel. We are recovering it. This good news tells us how God makes us right in His sight. So the good news about Jesus is to tell people about how God is making them right in His sight. He said this is accomplished from start to finish by what? Faith. The good news, that's why the title of this message is Recovering the Message of Salvation. It is from start to finish faith. It's not what you have done. What have you done? You can't do anything. You and I, we are the same. We are human beings. But he said it is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has what? Life. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
This good news, the gospel of Jesus, which we are talking about tonight. Please look at my face. This good news. Paul said he's not ashamed of it. He says it tells us how God makes us right in His sight. And God makes us right in His sight not because we go to church. He makes us right in His sight not because we have stopped stealing. He makes us right in His sight not because we have stopped doing bad things. He makes us right in His sight And he tells us from start to finish.
Yes,
it is by faith. Faith in what? Faith in the impartadier that he God sent to come and punish, to come and take our punishment. When we believe in the man that God sent to take our punishment, whose name is Jesus Christ, when we believe in that man and put our trust in only that man, we are saved. We are made right in his sight. And that is what matters. That God looks at you. Correct. God looks at you. You woke up this morning, looks at you, correct. But you see, the devil will come and whisper to you this same morning. But yesterday, you realize that you didn't say the right thing. And the other day too, you did the wrong thing. Say, yes, devil, I know. But my faith is still in the person who died for me. My faith is still in the Mpatadie. So yes, I will trust God to correct those ones. But for now, my standing before God is not in doing right or doing wrong. It is in faith in the propitiation that was made for me. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
So, the term born again, we find it in John chapter
3.
So let's turn to John chapter 3 and let's go to the verse from the verse
3.
You see, Jesus, the teachings of Jesus were the clearest that could ever be given. Nobody can teach better than Jesus Christ.
He's the best teacher.
If Jesus teaches you, you don't understand, you won't understand anybody again. So Jesus is teaching. Because Nicodemus came to him by night.
And I'm saying Nicodemus or by Yesu in church.
Say, Master, we know that you there, Charlie. You there be. God is with you. We can see. We see
your
words. And Jesus cut through. He's very direct. He knew the problem that the man had.
So he just cut through.
The first thing he said to the man, I tell you the truth. Unless you are born again. When I checked the meaning of the word that was translated born again, what it means is unless you are born from above, unless you are born from above, you cannot see the kingdom of God unless you are born from above. Then he continues, verse 4. What do you mean? Exclaimed Nicodemus. How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again? So listen to Jesus' response. Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Can everybody say amen? So, two things Jesus is saying. When a person is born from above, he begins to see. He begins to experience. He begins to understand the kingdom of God. Then number two, he is saying that when the person is born of water and the Spirit, he can now enter the kingdom of God. Before we share on this, let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1 and take the third reference to the term born again. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse
23.
1 Peter chapter 1 and the verse 23. All right, interesting. Let me first read from the King James, then I'll read from the NLT.
King James can
being born again. I'm reading from the King James. not of corruptible seed. So what he's saying is that just like how a baby is born naturally, you need a seed, a sperm, to enter into a woman. It is that sperm or that seed that creates conception and creates pregnancy. And that is how a baby is born. But Peter is telling us that for somebody to be born again, a seed must enter the person. And he says that this seed, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So before a person can be born again, he must receive seed. The seed is the word of God. It's incorruptible. It means, you see, sometimes people take seed, but the pregnancy doesn't stand because the seed was not, I don't know what the doctors call it. There's a word, it's not viable. Or is not competent. So you see, it's not competent, it's not viable. They use, the doctors use terms like that. Because even though he has received seed, but he said this seed is not like that. It's the word of God. The word of God is a seed. When we plant it in the heart of a man by speaking this message that I'm speaking to you, that seed enters into that man, creates a pregnancy in that man, and that man is giving birth to again. So the term is, he is born again. Born from above by the word of God. That's how people get saved. So the message that we must share is the message of the word of God. Not what you think, not what you believe. It is the word. If we share the word of God about how God makes people right with himself, it is a seed. Once we give that seed to people, that seed will enter them and get them transformed from the inside. Then they get born from above. For many years, I worked in an office, and I worked with a particular lady. Permit me to use her as an example. She handled the money in our dispensary. She was a very loud, angry lady. Thick, tall, and loud and angry. Several times in my office, I'll have to get up from my office, walk into the dispensary and say, what is wrong? Why are you shouting like that? And all her mangana was with patience. Because you see, patience can be interesting. You see, one time we were calling patients. And you know, we are not the ones who gave birth to you. So we don't know how to pronounce your name. So, Ansu Yebua. The person didn't come. Yebua Ansu. He didn't come. So we left it and left her drugs. Called everybody. Then, after everybody had gone, like 1.5 hours later, the lady came for it. That she has not been called. And we said, what is your name?
No, Bisan said,
Ansu Yebua. No. Isn't that the one we called several times? Ansu Yeboa. Hey. But we said ansu yeboa. Yeboa ansu. We did all the variation. It's not me. Patience can be very interesting. If they are called Adanuvo, and you go and call Adanuvo, Adawuvo, Adavowu, and don't, you won't get up. You won't get up. Why are you killing my name like that? Don't. And she sat there for 1.5 hours. So I was talking about this. My lady, Teresa. So she used to have serious confrontations, and she's thick and tall. So as for giddy giddy there, if you bring it, that one you're in trouble. So that one, when you see her now, you know that this one giddy giddy doesn't come. But her voice was loud. I used to speak to her. Share with her. Talk to her. Not one day, not 2 days, not 1 week. For a long time. Then one day, I asked her to come to church.
No, catch and so I'm wrong. Sorry.
My pastor had come to the office. So when we're leaving, I called. I said, Teresa, when are you coming to church? You must come and hear the word.
Sorry.
He said, I'm coming on Sunday.
No, catch it. Friday.
She came to church on that Sunday. Incidentally, that Sunday, no altar call was made. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. We didn't ask anybody to come forward to say these words after me. Are you understanding? I'm not against that. You have seen me do it. But I'm showing you something. From that Sunday, her character changed, like from darkness to light. I've never seen a person transformed like that. By the next morning, before I got to the hospital in my office, she was waiting in my office. She's calling me Bra Reggie.
No, afraid Yeja Bra Reggie.
I read this thing in the Bible. What does it mean? Then I will explain. The next morning, before I come, she's there. I read this other thing in the Bible. What does it mean? Before, this girl was growing. Growing. And her character was changing. I never had to go to the dispensary again to go and calm things down. Because now her voice was not up. You see, when you are born again by the incorruptible seed of the word of God, it will be shown, it will be seen, it will be manifest in your life. Something will change from the inside to the outside. It will be seen. There are many people who claim to be born again. They are not born again. Actually, I can actually call you forward and you will repeat words after me. And it's just words you have repeated. Because you didn't understand what you said. But it is important that we understand this gospel. What is the message? The message is that all have sinned. And there is no amount of good works we can do. You see, if you are preaching in this Ghana, and go, so, are you a Christian? If the person goes to church, you will say yes.
So,
how are you sure you are a Christian? So I don't drink. To them, that is the proof that you are born again. But you have to explain that that is not how a person gets saved. All of us are saved. But God has declared us righteous in his sight. He did this when he sent his own son Jesus to take the punishment for our sin. All of us needed a sacrifice. We needed a propitiation. Without him, you can't come before God. Jesus himself said it. He said, if you don't come through me, you can't come. He's the only, because we are talking about a holy God.
Who is pure
and holy. And the Bible says he's a consuming fire. On what basis are you going to stand before him? Are you going to say, Lord, I tried small, but Bonnie Batanipa, who meant to me, you can't stand before God. The only basis on which we can stand before God is that I believe in the man you sent, Jesus Christ. I believe he died for my sin. Lord, through him, I have access to you. Thank you for sending your son to die for me. Can somebody say amen? He is the propitiation for our sin. Propitiation. You know, the one who patas. The only person whose blood can patter God. He calls God to cool down. And he calls God to look favorably on us. It was Jesus. And it is still Jesus. And it will forever be Jesus. Praise God. That's why he will be praised for all eternity. Hey, in heaven we will be praising him forever. Because without him, we have no... How? You can't come to God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is the message. Do you understand the message now?
I
climbed up to the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me. And surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
Esipoche Ventures,
and Tiger's Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Cromwell and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. Esipoche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmo manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers and so much more. Call or WhatsApp Esipoche Ventures on 0246-323260, 0246-323260 or 0205-548550, 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. Esipoche Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
Lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Naji's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms: Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana; YouTube, GPM Ghana TV; Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries; Twitter at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 0242-032997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.